Hey there, podcast listeners. Welcome to Chris and Tom's Youth Group Podcast, the podcast where two youth group leaders try to figure out how to do youth group better. My name is Chris Morphew. I'm an author, youth group leader, and school chaplain here in Sydney, Australia. And as always, joining me from Melbourne is author, speaker, youth leader, and best friend of the podcast, Tom French. How you going, Tom?
I am well. Thank you, Chris. How are you?
That is well. I am well. I, at the time of recording, get married in 1 month from today, so...
Congratulations.
I'm surprised to be squeezing in a podcast, but it's good to be here, especially on this glorious occasion of our 45th birthday.
What a time.
We've recorded the same number of podcasts as the number of total presidents there had been in America when Donald Trump was president. There's a fun fact for you.
And we should stop now as a tribute to the Mr. Trump.
I thought you meant stop making comments about Mr. Trump, but apparently you were going to lean all the way into that. So that's good. Looking forward to birthday number 47, which I'm sure will be magical, whatever the outcome. Anyway.
Well, all I want to say is that 47 is old wherever you sit in the political spectrum.
Yep. Some would say far too old. And some would say that's not even the worst of our troubles. But anyway, how are you, Tom? How's life? What's going on?
I wasn't prepared for this question. He never asked me what's going on in my life. I'm hanging out with a baby and a toddler. That's my life.
Yeah. Okay. Same as you told me before we started recording. I just thought, you know, some people rated the pre-show banter like a medium. So just trying to keep that up.
Look, I could probably tell you something really interesting. I actually took my daughter swimming on Tuesday. I take her swimming pretty much every Tuesday. And when we got out of the pool, and then after we finished swimming, we always go to the cafe, which is like just next door. Well, it's like across the train tracks and next door. So we cross the train tracks, we go into this cafe, we get ourselves a baby chino and a brownie, and then we sit down at this table, and there's another little girl. Not each. I got a chai latte because I'm not allowed a baby chino. I said, let's go get a baby chino. And then Layla's like, not for you, daddy. You can't have a baby chino. So I get a daddy chino, which is whatever drink I feel like at the time. Anyway, as we sit down, there's this other little girl there with her dad. And Layla has brought with her into the cafe this craft that she made at church on Sunday of Jesus turning water into wine. It's like this bottle that's pouring into a wine glass, and it turns from red into blue. And then there's a verse from the passage which says, do what he tells you, or something like that. And and then she's like showing it to this little girl saying, look what I did. And they're having this discussion about how Layla made this craft in church. And I was sitting there thinking, I was like, this is sort of what I've been talking about in youth group, of like being open about being a Christian, and, you know, then there'll be chances to talk about it. And then Layla is being open. And I'm also feeling this deep sense of cringe of like, what is this person thinking about this craft?
I have some questions about the craft that is essentially wine getting poured, and then it says do whatever he tells you underneath.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not a lot of context going on there.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had a little discussion that she made it at church, and it didn't cause the other dad to say, please tell me more about your faith. But I'm hoping we see him again next week and I can begin the journey to leading him to faith, which started with a wine pouring and do what he tells you craft. Yep.
I would have gone 3-year-olds with Jesus turned water into wine as the caption for that one. I think that's nice and clear.
Yeah.
Good message.
But it's not from the Bible, is it?
Well, it's a paraphrase.
I don't actually know the passage well enough to know what, if I was going to pick a verse, which verse I would pick. There have been crafts where I think we had a craft the other week where John the Baptist said something from Acts. Yeah, he said something from Acts chapter 2 where he said, repent and be baptized, which was not John the Baptist who said that. But in the craft, he took the words right out of Peter's mouth years later. Well,
so there you go. I mean, it could be... It could have been worse. You could have had the wine bottle and then underneath it says, woman, why do you involve me? Like, that's also from the passage and not, yeah.
That's true.
It could always be worse.
Talk about that. So, yeah, there we go. There's our segment on kids craft for this kids ministry podcast.
Fantastic.
How are you, Chris? What's going on in your life?
Look, just a lot of wedding things. It's, you know, I feel like I don't want to labor this point because I talk about it every week lately, but, I think the kids are starting to sense, like the youth are starting to sense the end of my time, and they're like asking more questions about like, what's going to happen when you go and stuff. So just trying to work through all that. But, things are good. Term is busy at school. I have discovered that I'm becoming a preschool teacher. So that's
congratulations.
New.
I've got a craft for you if you want it.
Yeah, no, I think I'm good, but thank you. So our school has a preschool attached, as in not like it is associated with our school. It's not physically attached. It's run out of one of the local churches. And it sounds like they need someone new to run their Christian studies program. And it sounds like that someone new is me. So next week is my first professional preschool experience. So there you go.
Well, you can tell us how it goes. And I'm very willing to start our next podcast where you talk about ministry to preschoolers and I'll talk about ministry with a preschooler.
That sounds like a really great idea. Speaking of great ideas, should we talk about youth group at some point?
We should. Let's do it. Do you want me to talk about mine? Is it my go?
Yeah, go for it.
You were drinking a fake beer at that point. It looks like a beer. Is it a beer?
It's a non-alcoholic beer. Don't worry.
That's what Jesus turned the water into, I think. Anyway, youth group, it was Build Your Own Toasty Night, and
I thought that was going to be Build Your Own Toaster Night, and I was amazed at this marvel of programming that you'd organized. But Build Your Own Toasty, I remember that from last week.
Definitely don't trust my electrical engineering skills. All the skills of the youth in my youth group. I mean, they're great, but I don't know that they're good enough to not kill themselves with it.
Yeah, like I think when food doesn't work out, that's fine. When an electrical appliance doesn't work out, not so fine.
Yeah, it's harder to kill a kid with food than it is with a toaster.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is we were building our own toasties and they had to bring their own toasty filling. And there was a lot of discussion about how that worked. Like, is it just for me? And there were kids who were like, I don't want to share this. I'm just going to keep it. And some went home with their filling that they brought because they just didn't feel like sharing it.
Great.
But others, you know, got very excited about adding it. One youth, he brought along a banana and he was telling everyone to put the banana on the toasty, which I have in the past had like the banana and Nutella toasty is great. We are not allowed Nutella at youth group because we're nut free, because that is one of the ways we could kill a kid at youth group. So we don't
with food.
Don't do that. Yeah. So he was very disappointed that nobody was eating the banana that he had brought. So I volunteered as a very good youth minister who listens to my youth and is willing to participate. And I had a banana and cheese toasty as my second toasty.
Oh,
and it It actually was not too bad. What it needed was a riper banana because the cheese overwhelmed the banana. So yeah, if you want to do it properly, get a riper banana. It still wouldn't be my favorite, but it wasn't a disaster.
It feels adjacent to a Hawaiian pizza. Yeah. But I like Hawaiian pizza, and I really feel strongly that I would not like this. You had me at banana and Nutella.
Yeah, that's really
banana
good.
And cheese is no.
It's the savory version.
No good. Isn't on a Hawaiian pizza the savory version? Isn't that the whole controversy that it's the savory and sweet version on the same thing?
Yeah, I think it is. But
I don't know.
Anyway, it was pretty fun. We had a good time, and it was less of a logistical nightmare than I thought it would be, mainly because we have our youth group auntie in the kitchen, and she was doing a great job of organizing the traffic of toasties coming in and out of the kitchen and getting to the right youth. And so if I can recommend anything, get yourself a youth group auntie or uncle or grandma or grandpa or just someone who, if you're eating food, who is going to be looking after the food and being kind to the youth at the same time. So yeah,
we've got go ahead.
No, keep, what are you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, we've got a couple at church who are the parents of one of our youth, and they have started kind of most weeks just showing up most of the way through youth group and just starting the wash up and the tidy up and stuff while we're still going. And they did it completely off their own bat, and they just kind of pop in, put in a, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour of just like solid helping out, and then go with their kid when it's time to go. And it's just the absolute dream. And
I love it.
The shape of youth group being what it is, I rarely have time to properly thank them in the moment, but you've reminded me to go back and re-thank them again, because it's just, by the end of Friday night, to have a couple of people who don't even need to have anything to do with the kids, although these guys do, just like washing a few things and then lightening the load for the leaders. It's the dream. It's so good.
I love it. Can I tell you what went through my head when I heard that was, one, amazing, and two, oh, I hope they filled out child safe forms.
Oh, they have. Yeah. Don't worry. They are, all of the appropriate paperwork and training has been carried out, but
it's good the catch. The current barrier to just getting in there and serving is mountains of paperwork, which is shame, but also useful.
It also turns out that the kind of person who just randomly puts their hand up for stuff like this tends to overlap pretty heavily with the kind of person who is up to date with their child protection training and paperwork.
Yeah,
those things seem to go hand in hand.
Anyway, so we did that, and then we had we normally would do, like, we were finishing our series on evangelism, where we watched a video and then we'd normally have a small group afterwards. And I changed it up because it's the last week. I wanted to spend a bit more time discussing what are you going to do in response to this. So we met together in small groups just to catch up, and I've got the year six small group, and there's a girl who's joined our small group who bakes for us every week, and it's amazing. It's not important, but if you can snag a year six kid who bakes for you every week, then you are doing well. And she's gluten-free like me, so it's really
good. You've really kicked a goal there.
Yeah. And anyway, so we have a small group, and we watched the video. Everyone watched it all together, and people enjoyed it, which is great. And it was really just, it's not important, but it was really fun watching them watch my video with lots of stupid jokes. And it felt like I was back in the days of being a high schooler making videos and showing it to people, and they watch it and laugh. And it feels great. Good for your soul, even though it's actually not that important. It's just fun. But then we spent time afterwards, like, how are we going to put this to practice? And so I got them all to pray with each other first, which we don't do much in our youth group. Is Like, we did prayer in small groups, but just like break up into groups of twos or threes and pray for each other. We don't do that, and I'm wanting to spend more time like giving them the space to be directing their own praying and praying for each other. That it's not, it's like, off you go do it. We're not in charge of making sure it happens or telling you how to do it all. And it worked pretty well. And there were definitely some groups that got through it quicker than they needed to, but other groups like really took the time to listen to each other and to pray for each other. And that was really nice to see, and really nice that we as the leaders didn't have to make that happen. And then we broke up into groups for different things that we wanted to do to put the stuff into practice. So the vibe team, which I've talked about a few times on the podcast,
yep.
I decided it's finally time to make it happen. This is the good Great. Impetus. So I got together the youth who wanted to do the vibe team, and I sat down with them and chatted about how their job will be to think about anything vibe related to the youth group. But the first most important vibe is that everyone who comes to the youth group feels welcomed and cared for, so that as soon as someone walks in the door, they're in charge of that, because I think it's going to be much more powerful if a teenager welcomes a teenager than if a weird adult welcomes a teenager.
Yeah.
I mean, also important that the adults are welcoming, but so much stronger that it comes from the teenagers. But they were really excited to take that on. And so we're going to try and be working on that in next term. We had another group who were talking about how do you know what your faith is, because one of the teaching points was if you're going to share your faith, you have to know your faith. And so got a group talking about that. We had a group who, another thing that I said is that some of the ways that we do the opens opportunities for evangelism is that we're just genuinely loving. And so what are the ways that we can be loving our neighbors and our friends? There was a group that chat about that. There was a group that went away to pray together. And I had two leaders who were assigned to that. I wasn't sure if any of the youth were going to go because, you know, it's not sometimes not the thing that youth really get into. But, well, maybe I'm underplaying what I think they're going to do. So I was very excited when a group of them did go to go pray with these leaders. They wanted extra time praying. And then we had a group just to brainstorm ideas to make youth group a place that's going to be good for visitors to come to. And it was just a really fun kind of practical way to close out the series, and the youth responded pretty well. And one of them came up to me after and said, can we do more stuff like this where we're not just talking in small groups, but we're talking practically about what we can do? And I was like, sure, we can do that. Glad Great. You had a good time.
Yeah, so good.
And so I think my reflection has been just that, like, across the whole series, just that it's been fun to try different things, and things that like up the effort a bit more, but can get a little more payoff. And it's been really fun to try and find ways to engage the youth, and to just keep asking, how can we listen more? How can we get them doing more so that they're taking responsibility for what happens at youth group, and in their ministry? And I'll hopefully keep asking those questions and keep trying to put that into practice. We'll see what happens. But I'm also very pleased that was the last video in the series, because it takes a lot of time and I'm tired.
Sure does. Yeah. So what's your kind of overall view on the video format? Like, we've talked a bit about it over the last few weeks. Is it something that you do again, and like how soon would you do it again, and how regularly would you do it again?
I think I might do it once a year, I think. I'm considering whether we do Youth Alpha late in the year, which is also video. I think it doesn't have to be video heavy, but it probably will be. I think about is just that whatever you do has to be different from a talk, that it's worth being a video.
Yeah.
Like you can't just put a talk on video, or a talk on video with like, you know, you're just in an interesting location or something. Like it's actually, you've got to play into the medium of the video so that it, you go, oh, I can see why this is helpful as a video. And I think because it was practical, like it was a bit more like, this is how you do this rather than here is an exegesis of this passage.
Mm.
Then yeah, I think that's where I would go with the video. Not all the time, some of the time. Yep. I think probably the other thing I felt like was that it did play into our YouTube, like the fact that YouTube is one of the main streaming platforms that our young people use, and it's something that's accessible for them and for us. If we leaning into that kind of helped to make it not too big a task to create something that was going to be watchable and not have too high production standards, but also high enough. Yeah, there you go.
Cool.
They're my thoughts. And if I get it up in time, I will put a link in the show notes to the first video in the series. So that should hopefully be up very soon.
Can't wait. And do people have your permission to use your series in their own group?
Yeah. And if you want, you can contact me and I can actually give you the Bible study and the leader's notes if you want to do studies as well. Or in fact,
cool.
Maybe they'll just go up on that tomfrench.com.au/youth-group site that we have, and that all the stuff is there.
Great. Yeah. And if you want to email Tom anyway, chrisandtomsyouthgrouppodcast@gmail.com, and you can ask him personally and he can remind you of the link if you can't be bothered looking in the show notes. Sorry, I don't know why I'm creating extra admin for you while you're trying to raise two very young children, but look in the show notes, guys.
I can do it when I go and do a number two, get my admin done. That's what dads do, isn't it?
Never mind. I retract the joke that just ran through my mind.
All right. And
let's move on.
Talk about your youth group, Chris.
So we had one of those just like very simple, bare bones kind of youth group nights that just, for whatever reason, really worked. So we played a kind of volleyball minus the nets kind of game where basically we split the youth up into two teams, and there was one of those kind of big soft inflatable balls, and there was a person at the end of each team that was like the net, the catcher, and the ball started in the middle. And basically, if you had the ball, you couldn't move, just like netball. You could pivot, which, as I understand it, is what you can do in netball. Mm. And then you could just like pass it to whoever else in your team. And you had to pass it 5 times was the rule that we made up on the fly before it went to the catcher at the end. And then if you got it into the hands of the catcher, you got a point. And it's like so simple. It was one of those games that, so this was our new student minister, or our student minister who is new-ish to youth group. He brought this game along, and I'd seen similar things, but this just really worked. And it was one that I just immediately added to my little mental Rolodex of like things you can pull out when you've got a ball in 10 minutes because the kids loved it and they would have kept playing it for another half hour. And that there was another game that he'd set up to be the backup game, and we just didn't need it because it was super simple. And yet it just captivated them for a very long time. And no one got seriously injured, even though someone came close to collapsing into the flower bed and ramming their head into the wall. And that someone was me, because I'm no longer in my athletic prime. And as someone who knew me in my athletic prime, you can guess what it looks like to no longer be in it. And then we had a talk about why we pray, that stepped through the Lord's Prayer and talked about the character of God, and it was really good. I was reminded again that our youngest youth leader who came up through the youth group not so long ago has permission that nobody else has to speak into the lives of the youth in a different way than any of the rest of us can do. just because they see her as one of their, they see her as their leader, but also as one of their own in a way that the rest of us are too old to be one of their own. And so I think it's good for them to have mature older leaders, but man, it's so good for them to have like younger leaders who are like a foot in their world and a foot in the world of the like fully grown up grown-ups. And so yeah, my reflection was sometimes it's really worth over-engineering something, and you know I love a big over-engineered youth group game. I am looking into my spare room as we record at two gigantic tubs containing a future very over-engineered game that I've already been working on. And yet sometimes all you need is a ball and 2.5 rules and you're good to go. And so, yeah, like I just, I again, kind of broken record, but each week now, kind of with the benefit of knowing I'm wrapping up soon, I look around and I can see with a fresh kind of perspective what God has done in this group over the past few years, and I'm just really grateful for it. So, yeah, and I think there is this sense from a couple of the leaders who will keep going after I'm gone that like, oh, we can't do all of the like weird, creative, over-the-top stuff that you can do. And last Friday was a reminder of like, you don't have to. Like, that's stuff that I do because I know the youth love it and I love doing it, but the youth love a whole bunch of different stuff. And some of the things that they love are like incredibly simple. And so it really doesn't hurt to have a mix. And so, yeah, it was just a very standard and yet really fun and smooth night, which was great. So there you go.
I love it. Yeah, I think it's funny that like the nights where you don't do something that's really big and exciting can be the ones that have the best memories, because they're, well, no, I guess maybe they're sometimes the ones that you get the they're the shortest distance to good memories, perhaps, because it's safe and easy and people can kind of get their head around it quickly and you can get it done, and then you can keep coming back to those things. Like the over-engineered things you can't do a lot of times, but there are some things which are like, this is a staple of our youth group.
Yeah,
they're the ones that you come back to.
And this is a thing that I have learned over the years, that you don't want to be so repetitive that the youth roll their eyes because you've only actually got four games that you rotate through. But once or twice a term seems to be the sweet spot for the thing. Sorry, once every one or two terms, I should say. So like once or twice a semester seems to be the sweet spot for like the things that they love. That's enough time that they come around again and they're like, oh great, we're doing that again. If you did it every week or every 2 or 3 weeks, it'd be like, it'd get old. But we really are only plugging in maybe 2 or 3 brand new things each term, and the rest of it is just the stuff that we have discovered works for our group. And so, and really it is just kind of auditioning things for the regular rotation. And some of them we do once and never again, like bird games. And some of them we do. Do you remember bird games, Tom?
I do remember bird games.
I don't know if one of the podcasts is called, has bird games in the title, but listeners, if you want to go back and discover the unique and once only event that was bird games, you can
it's a
do that.
Classic episode of the podcast.
Such as they are. And yeah, then there are other things that we do once. Like when I did the mystery auction or how many for the first time, they really felt to me like a one and done. You can only do it once. And yet now it's like, when are we doing that again? And so once every term or two is the answer to that question.
I love it. Great. I had a question I was going to ask. Oh, have you figured out like when you go?
Yeah.
Are you in control of how that happens, or is someone else going to be like, we're going to organize Chris's farewell, say a prayer?
It is. I suspect that there will be some bits of it, perhaps, that I don't know about, that I'm not in control of. Or maybe they won't. Maybe they'll just like wave me out at the door and that'll be that. I'm toying with the idea. Like, I basically said, can I run games and can I do the talk? Because I want to go out on my own terms, apparently. Like, I want to go out with a bang, you know? Not in a way that, like, I've been working to kind of ease back from a bunch of stuff, like, across the term, to give them a sense of, like, this is what it's going to look like when Chris isn't here, and that actually is kind of fine. I kind of want to give him a final parting word in terms of the talk. Mm. And I have an idea for the activities that I've pitched to Becky, our youth leader, like professional paid one,
yep.
That she's cool with. And then the rest is all a bit loose. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's anything I don't know, but I have asked if I can do if I can kind of have the time to do the things that I want to do for the last time. I don't know if that's, I don't know what that says about me. Probably some things that are character issues for me to continue to work on. But
that's why
you're leaving on my terms.
You need to step down from ministry so you can go and work on them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'll take a 5-year sabbatical and then see if I'm fit to come back and do it again.
I love it.
All right. Next week, Tom?
Next week, we have the 6th annual photo scavenger hunt. So,
oh yes.
Yeah, this is one of the ones that comes back every year, as you can tell from the name. We're going to give the youth a list of photos that they have to take from the highest scoring ones where they have to get out to the airport. Or I realized that we currently have a Formula One track in Melbourne and no one's racing on it this weekend. So I'm going to see whether we can get the youth onto the Formula One track for an amount of points. So that'll be fun. And
is that something you get arrested for? Or
no, it's a road circuit. So it's a public road at the moment.
Oh, I see.
And they're closing it on Tuesday next week. So I think we can get onto it. So I think that'll be kind of fun, especially because we have some big F1 fans in our youth group. And
because I feel like a police holding cell is the like photo scavenger hunt equivalent of like 6 and out. Like, it's great to get those points, but at what cost?
We'd have, you know, had photos like take a photo with a policeman. So I guess you could get extra points with a policeman if it's from the wrong side of the bars in a cell. I'm not sure if they let you take your phone with you into the holding cell.
Mm.
Maybe if you get CCTV footage. Anyway, that's beside the point. So we got that. We're going to do it. I'm trying to make sure we've got enough drivers at the moment, trying to figure out how many youth we're going to have, because there was one year we didn't have enough drivers and we had to have one team that was on foot, and that was not fun for them.
Bit of a disadvantage.
although it was actually a good test run for COVID when we couldn't have anyone in cars, so we'd have to do the whole thing on foot. Mm. So had that not happened, maybe it wouldn't have survived through COVID. So perhaps that was the Lord's provision in preparing us for what was to come. So it's going to be fun. And I've been thinking about what I'm going to talk about, which I think will be the lost sheep, because there'll be friends there. I want something that'll be easy to understand, evangelistic, and is related to searching and finding. And so the parable of the lost sheep, I think, is going to be it. What about you, Chris?
Great. We have another one of my accidental staples, which is slideshow karaoke. and that is, for those who are new to it, where I create some insane slideshows and then youth volunteer to present them sight unseen. and then we have a voting process where the youth vote on who gave the best presentation. But something I did the first time and forgot that I'd done and so didn't do the second time, but I'm bringing it back, is a prize for every participant, which feels fairer to me than just a prize for the winner. And each prize is related to the slideshow in some way. So they're all kind of dumb novelty things. But boy, did the youth who got the bucket hat covered in bananas love his bucket hat covered in bananas. And he still talks about it often. So
from what I have heard about the banana talk, it seems to me that he's that the kind of person who would enjoy that. I don't know him at all, but that was rather infamous, wasn't it?
Look, that wasn't... That one was borderline. It was AI night where the innuendo filter really got a run for its money. So, yes, the bananas were fine.
Okay, can I remind the listeners while we're here that because this is both these are both things I've done previously, if you go to tomfrench.com.au/youthgrouppodcast, I think that's it, yep. Youth Group Podcast. You go there and we have some slides if you want to do your own version of slideshow karaoke. We've got some of Chris's slides up there. And if you want to run your own game of the photo scavenger hunt with an automated score sheet that you can adapt, that is also at the website. So you can go check that out if you want, or you don't have to.
Can I run an idea past you in real time, Tom, that I've just been thinking about as we've been talking?
I love it.
I wonder whether it would be helpful for us to do a little mini series of podcast episodes that are like little self-contained. So you want to run slideshow karaoke. So you want to run a photo scavenger hunt. Like take some of our greatest hits and just do a little 10, 15 minute, however long it ends up being, podcast that's just... the one you can listen to if you want to learn how to do that.
I think that's a good idea. I can only say that we should not promise that it's going to be 10 or 15 minutes because...
That's true. This whole thing, the original pitch for this podcast was a short, sharp 15-minute podcast.
Oh.
Anyway, if that feels like it would be useful to you, send us an email at chrisandtomsyouthgrouppodcast@gmail.com with the subject line, "Yes, that would be useful to me." And we'll tally them up and see if you care.
You could even say what particular thing you'd like to know how to run really well.
Yeah.
If your memory is that good of the things we've done.
Yeah.
And great. Yeah, good. Well, I think we're
that
done.
Oh, good.
Can I plug two things?
Oh, and also.
Oh, sorry.
Before you, just real quick, for the sake of completion, the talk on Friday night is going to be about why we go to church.
The important bit.
Yeah, I am. The leader has sent me an outline that I have not yet read, but I bet it's great and I'll find out soon.
Good.
Anyway, would you like to plug two things, Tom?
I have two things I want to plug. So this weekend, if you're listening sometime before the 16th of March, there's the Ridley Children's Youth Ministry Training Day. So if you want to join, there's still space. You can do it online or you can turn up in person here in Melbourne. And it's very good for anyone who is a children's or youth ministry leader. So you should do that. Tickets are $30, which is amazingly cheap for what you get. And the other thing is, I am going to be speaking in Sydney on the 25th of April at Soul Survivor Conference. Yeah.
Great.
So that's at Bensville on the Central Coast, Sydney Central Coast. So if you're taking your youth group, then come and say hello. If you want to take your youth group, there's still space to book in. If you want to just come up yourself, you can. I think there's the night times are free, and that's when I'll be speaking. I think I'm also going to be doing a couple of seminars during the day on things about the Bible or something. And come along if you want to. You don't have to, but I just figure every now and then I'm doing an event that's public and I can plug it.
And Kick is sold out that weekend, so go to that instead.
Yeah, this is like where you go if you don't get into Kick. Or if you're going on another weekend to Kick.
Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't have to be a competition.
Yeah, there's four Kick weekends these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many Soul Survivor weekends?
Only one. So.
So you better go to this one.
Yeah.
It's your one chance.
And if you know anything about Soul Survivor, just let me assure you that this is a very different organization from the one you might have been hearing about. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Good to know. just like how Crusaders are very different to the Crusaders.
Yes.
And that's why they go by crew now. Maybe not just like that. I don't want to wade into anything.
Yeah. I used to work for crew, and I can assure you that there was not a single person who wanted to go on an actual medieval crusade. They were all very kind and loving people and loved Jesus and loved the people who didn't love Jesus, which is the whole point of crew. So there's a plug for crew.
And the whole point of the gospel.
Oh, that too as well. Okay, good. Should we finish it up?
Yep. That's good. That I feel like we've skirted close to the wind or whatever that expression is. The one where we could edit out the last 3 minutes and probably get fewer emails.
It's hard for us to get fewer emails than we do, Chris.
That's a good point. Lucky no one listens to this.
Use the music.
Yeah, great. There it is. Thank you for listening. Chris and Tom's podcast. Go to tomfrench.com.au to find out more about Tom French. Go to tomfrench.com.au/youthgrouppodcast to find out some more about some youth group things. Oh, the music's done. Goodbye.
And go to chrismurphy.com.
I don't know that we nailed it again, but nailed it again.